I'd just like to emphasize what was already mentioned as far as introduction, that with regards to God's salvation, that there is God's side and there's man's side. And in the scriptures that are set before us, we read two times that the children of Israel cried. In Exodus chapter 2, in verse 23, we find the children of Israel says that they sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of their bondage. Here the children of Israel are crying, and they're crying because they're in great bondage under the one who was oppressing them. But we don't read here that they cried unto the Lord. They cried by reason of their bondage. Now we find God's side in the following verses. That God heard, he remembered, he looked and had respect or took knowledge of them. Now we find that God responds. He hears them. They did not cry unto God, but God heard their cry, and God moved because of who he is towards their need. And we find that God, as we heard in the introduction, he moved because he was the God of love. He was the God who is a covenant-keeping God, and he was faithful to his word, and he changes not. And so he would now move in activity, in grace, towards a people who were in bondage and failed and were unable to help themselves, and they didn't even know who to turn to. This is when we find God's side. And he would reach down to them, and he would provide a way that he had already spoken about. This is the first cry of the people or the children of Israel. The second cry, which was just referred to in Exodus chapter 14. And there we find now they're in a different position in Exodus 14. And it's good for us to take knowledge of this as we go through these verses. In Exodus chapter 2, they're in bondage and in slavery in Egypt. And they are under the hand of Pharaoh, a type of Satan in the world and in slavery to him. In Exodus chapter 14, we come on the other side of the blood. The blood had been on the doorposts, as was mentioned, and God had looked upon the blood, they were protected by the blood, and now with a mighty hand, the children of Israel had been brought out by their companies from Egypt, and now in Exodus chapter 14, we find them on the shores of the Red Sea. And where and who was all around them? We find the condition is that the Red Sea was before them. They had no idea how to cross over and go through the Red Sea. Geographically, there was water in front of them, and all around them were mountains, and they were hemmed in on every side. And who was behind them? Here comes Pharaoh and all of his armies. And they were like a wall behind them. They were coming to, in the power of the enemy, to come now and overcome the people. But now the people had come, and they had come to know the Lamb, the Passover Lamb, that one whom they had in their house, that one in whom they had killed, the one whose blood they were sheltered by. And now when we read that in Exodus chapter 14, they cried, but now they cried unto the Lord. The Lord had revealed himself to them. Now this comes to our side. A response to the activity of the Lord towards us in reaching out to salvation in our helpless need. No one to turn to, but now we cry unto the one who would reach out and who has the saving power that exceeds in power over all other powers, the power of the enemy, to reach out and to save. And then he would respond and he would say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He says, turn your eyes off of all of the circumstances and off of the enemy and off of all other powers that are set themselves against you for evil, because I have set my ways towards you because of who I am, for good, for grace, and for salvation.